Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint Westerville. Welcome to this edition of the DriveCast. So excited that you chose to tune in with us today. This past Sunday at LifePoint in Westerville, we were looking at the movie Justice League. In Justice League, it follows the series of movies where Batman has died. It's now 2 years later, and there's a new villain that's come on the scene named Steppenwolf. And Steppenwolf is trying to pull all of his resources together and recruit his villains and all that they're trying to do so they can unleash what is going to be a catastrophe for all of Earth and change everything we know into pure evil. So Batman recruits some of his other superheroes to kind of compile them together so that they can compete against Steppenwolf. And this is kind of the latest edition of Justice League. In the passage we looked at, several, but we really looked at the idea of who Jesus is. That in John 14, he said that, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He literally says to followers that you will do greater works than I. And I think the fact that everyone wants to be a superhero, that we're so enamored with them, really is because it's something that God built in us, that we would be a part of something great. But that something great is Jesus, and he will do greater works in and through our life as we follow him. Even ordinary things like laying down your life for others, caring about people above yourself, even salvation itself is a miracle, that you would die to yourself and spiritually come alive in Christ. That's, I think, why we want to be superheroes. And the next thing is that every superhero needs a mission. Jesus said when he told his followers before he ascended into heaven, that he wanted them all followers, to go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all the things he's commanded. That's the mission. We all need a mission. At LifePoint, our mission as a church is to draw life from God and point others to him. So LifePoint, it's the gospel and the Great Commission. That is what Jesus has tasked us with. And then ultimately, that Jesus is the true superhero. The irony of the movie is that, these superheroes that were banding together in the Justice League, they couldn't defeat Steppenwolf unless Superman would be resurrected from the dead. The interesting thing about it is that Superman couldn't resurrect himself. But Jesus not only is resurrected, but he comes back as the conquering hero. And in Revelations 19, it says, "Then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and the one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. He, in righteousness, he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. But he is clothed in the robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God." That's Jesus. He is absolutely the true ultimate superhero. And even though the fight that you and I are in is real, victory is absolutely certain. There will come a day Jesus will right all wrongs. He will take care of all injustice. He is coming soon. Our job is to cling to Jesus and let him do his work in and through our lives as we cling to the true superhero. And so I would say to you today that if you are in the middle of a fight, if you're struggling, whether it's relationally or financially, or maybe it's a diagnosis, whatever it is, understand that there is a true superhero, Jesus, who's going to defeat all enemies, and that you can cling to him. And I would just encourage you to pray to him right now and just say, "Father, I commit my life to you. I trust my life, my future, my aspirations, I trust them all to you." And then ask him to work in and through your life, to do the greater things that he's called you to, that really it's Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Just pray to him and say, "Father, please work in and through my life. Even my fight, what's going on in my life, the battle I'm in, use that for your glory. Do the greater things so that your name will be glorified through my life." Listen, I hope that's an encouragement to you as you go about your day. And I just want to encourage you to dwell on these things, to dwell on Christ as you go throughout your day. Thank you so much for listening in, and God bless you.